Blog Talk Radio.
The music's working this week, at least.
Yay!
Welcome to our weekly Diva of Duel podcast, where we talk about all the happenings in Salem, or non-happenings, depending on if it was a busy week or not. this is Anna. We've got Carrie.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and Nicole is joining us this week. She's
Hello.
And the music's randomly going off again. Did you hear that? Okay, I think it has a blog talk has a mind of its own. What can I say? We got some peeps in the chat room, so hey to them. Good seeing you. And so Nicole, as I was trying to say, Nicole's joining us this week, and an old friend of the podcast. I guess we should go ahead before we start. Let's give Bob Hapka, his birthday pimp, for a good time or a bad time, depending on how you look at it. follow at Bob Hapka. That's BOBHAPKA. Let's make sure we get that right. And Amy Hapka. They're quite the team. We really enjoy tweeting with them. And we're hoping that Bob has had a very nice birthday. And hopefully he's having such a good birthday that he's not listening to us right now. But anyway, we won't get into that, though. We should also start out, Nicole, since you're here and you're a big Shane and Kim fan, there might be a Twitter account that people might want to follow. You want to share that?
Oh, yes, I am trying to start a campaign for the show to bring back both Shane and Kim. So you want to follow us at Team Shane and Kim. And then there's also a Facebook page, too.
Okay, at Shane and then and is spelled out and then Kim, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Team Shane
cool.
and Kim.
Oh, there's a Facebook account, too. All right. You're on it. All right. And while we're pimping, we might as well pimp, of course, at Diva of Duel. That's kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, for those of you who are enjoying Kate and Ian, this is developing relationship from the past that's come back to Salem for Kate. We'd love for you to follow at Kian Fans, KianFans, Kian for Kate and Ian. Let's see, any other pimps that we need to do right now?
Yes, Ian, if you can join Twitter, so that's Tour. What was the rest of his?
Like, instead of guilt trip, it's kilt trip, since he's Scottish.
Kilt trip.
So,
yes,
kilt
okay.
trip USA. So, yeah.
Okay, kilt trip USA.
Thank you. At K-I-L-T T-R-I-P USA. Yeah, he's really wonderful. He's fun to tweet with. He's really, really excited to be in Salem, and we're excited to have him. For those of us who watched GH back in the day when he played Duke Lavery, we're loving having him on screen, and for those who weren't familiar with his work on GH, I think they're going to find a rather intriguing, multi-layered character that he's creating. So we're excited to have him on board. And Carrie, you interviewed him a couple weeks ago in one of the 10-minute phone interviews, right?
Oh, yeah, he was wonderful. Yeah. And Drake has joined Twitter, too, so that's Drake Hogestan.
Oh. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Finally getting people on board.
Mm-hmm.
We would also like to pimp Save Jack and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Save Jack and Jennifer, good friend of the show. And right now it might just need to be Save Jennifer. What do you guys think? Jennifer is in need of saving. And, you know, if SJ wants to call in and share her thoughts on that, we welcome that. But let's see. So that I know I'm skipping around, but back to Charles Shaughnessy for a minute. We do know that he's going to be back for a 12 episode arc, I believe in May. Correct.
Correct.
Is that right?
Apparently. it has something to do with the whole Beau, Hope, John, Marlena marriage thing.
Oh, okay.
According to
so
Charlie's
ISA business?
Yes.
We can presume? Okay.
He's coming back
so
to take down Stefano. Again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he blogged about it. There was a link to his blog, and he was blogging about bringing about the demise of Stefano, of the Phoenix. But we always know, you know, how permanent is that ever? Because the Phoenix always rises again, right? So we'll see how that goes. But good luck to Shane on that one. And also just to note, Save Jack and Jennifer, at Save Jack and Jennifer, only needs one more follower to get to 400. And I'm sure there's some sort of great prize if you're the 400th person. I'm not sure what that would be, but I'm sure that she's got something, you know, something amazing for the 400th person. So, and you certainly won't regret it. It'll be your own reward just following her. She's very, very fun. Anyway. Okay, so I think are we good with the pimping now?
Can I talk about my interviews this week before we talk about the show? Yeah, first I had a conference call, my first conference call with Lisa Rinna, and that was kind of surreal because so I'm listening and you call in and everybody's there. And they're like, okay, first questions from the New York Times. I'm like, what? We're on a conference call with the New York Times? That's messed up. And it was so funny because a lot of these, you know, like real reporters, they were all fangirling all over Lisa Rinna. It was hilarious. Oh, Lisa, you're
cool.
So beautiful. Yeah, it was so cute. It's like, oh, Lisa, you're so beautiful. You haven't aged in 20 years, and what's your secret? And so it was something. It was really funny to watch. I mean, I was going to put the entire transcript on the blog, but they have it in such a way you can't copy and paste. And it's 28 pages, so I'm sure as hell not going to retype up 28 pages. So it was cool.
Do you send the transcript, or how does that work?
They email it to you, but it's a PDF, and you cannot copy and paste.
Oh, wow.
That's a bummer. So I was going to copy and paste it for everybody, but... But between everybody got the most important parts. Basically, Billy and Beau are celibate, platonic friends, and so they're not going there again. A lot of people think Billy and Daniel are getting together, but Sean Christian didn't seem to really mention Billy that much.
Yeah, I think they just have a scene or some scenes together, nothing.
Yeah, and her return is open-ended. It sounds like she doesn't have a contract, but it's not an arc.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so, and she said Patrick Muldoon was the reason she came back to the show, that she ran into him about a year ago and said, oh, well, yeah, I'm coming back to the show, you need to come back, and then Daisy was interested in her about the same time, and so she blamed the whole thing on Muldoon. It was really funny. And it was cute, and it sounds like from what she's saying, at least the storyline mostly revolves around taking care of Austin and Kate. So, and she comes back as, I think she's also the co-CEO of Council Wilhelmina, along with Lucas. And,
that's interesting.
Yes, I'm really going to enjoy that. I think that's one thing Days has missed over the years. That's what I enjoy about Bold and Beautiful, and that's what a lot of people enjoy about Young and Restless, is the family-owned businesses.
Right.
You know, the corporate drama behind that. Because you can't have the Bold and Beautiful without Forrester Creations. That's what the show is all about. So it's nice having Kate's kids all involved in her business, especially since Victor lost control, basically, of Titan. And Stefano really doesn't... I know they say the Demir Enterprises is, you know, a corporation, but come on, really, it's really not. So it's... come on. Yeah, they have front companies for a mob group, really. That's not really a real corporation. So that was pretty cool. And Lisa is just as down to earth and open as she appears. Lisa's done a lot of reality TV. She's done Down to Get to the Stars. She did a lot of the soap talk TV shows that used to be on SoapNet. Mm-hmm. She's been a co-host before, and she just... how she seems on TV. She's very open. She shows people she'll talk about anything. And so she was really cool and very enjoyable. And my questions were, I asked her about appearing on Watch What Happens Live. That's March 6th. Oh, it's on Bravo.
Oh, I thought it was on the 1st. I'm glad you said that. I thought I missed it.
Yeah, it's the 6th. And that's on 11 p.m. Eastern on Bravo. And I asked her if she ever did the show before. She said no. And I asked her if she was kind of apprehensive about it. But Zandy Cohen asked some really intrusive questions. And I love that show. I love Andy. But, I mean, you know, he asked some really, he asked a lot of questions about sex. We had a lot about him. And so she said she was a little apprehensive about that and about it being a live show. I asked her about, there was a comment that she made, and I guess it was 2006, last time she was on the show, about she started dressing up as a cop all the time, because Billy was a cop then. And she said actually that was her husband, that he hated the cop uniform. She was okay with it, but she said she didn't have to do much hair or makeup or wardrobe or anything. She just, you know, put on the uniform. And she said he actually told her that he doesn't want her returning to the show if she's wearing the cop uniform. That was pretty funny. So I really enjoyed talking to her, and it was a lot of fun. And it was neat, too, was, hearing a bunch of other people's voices that you know, I see on Twitter, and I could hear Michael Fairman. He was on there. And so it was kind of neat hearing other people's voices who do soap websites. And my other interview, unfortunately, it was a little short, was Sean Christian on Thursday. And the Lisa Rinna stuff, I had that on the blog, but the Sean Christian interviews were here on Blog Talk Radio. They were running 20 minutes late when they got to me, and I only got them for 7 minutes. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was short. Usually the interviews I do usually about 12, so I was kind of surprised it was that short. So really, I had a ton of questions. The Sean Christian fans were amazing. They tweeted me a ton of questions. And the Dan Lowe fans, I had a ton of questions from them. And unfortunately, I just didn't get around to
too much. Most of them you couldn't use.
Yes.
Most
some
of
them were
highly inappropriate, but that's another story.
Yes. But I think,
season.
But after talking to Sean, I think he would have been cool with some of those questions.
Oh, yeah. He brings it on. Yeah, definitely encourages it. I love it.
Yeah, yes, my questions were clean and his answers weren't. So there you go.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that one out. I hadn't listened to that one yet. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I heard where he, apparently it was his idea for Dr. Dan to be the dirty doctor.
Oh.
I read that somewhere. On one of the interviews, somewhere somebody said that was something he put into the character that he wanted in there, is that he was overly caring. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes boundaries are there for a reason, Dr. Dan. Anyway, I gotta give him credit. He was trying to add flavor to his character, so gotta give him credit for that. But, that presents some interesting situations, we'll just say.
Yeah, he really didn't say Dan and Nicole were going to be a couple, and he did deny that Daniel's her OBGYN. So that's good, because that would have been kind of creepy.
Oh,
because that's probably Daniel's dream job, so.
I know. I think I tweeted something like, oh, you know, Nicole, guard your lymph, you know, so like, oh. No, but I did like I have to admit, you know, and the only time I ever liked Dr. Dan was when he was caring for Kate, you know, when she had cancer and everything, and they were in a relationship. I enjoyed that because I thought he was really sweet. You know, the character was really sweet during that time. Then he had to go hump Chloe and ruin everything for me. But anyway, I enjoyed his scenes with Nicole. I have to admit,
mm-hmm.
I have to admit this last week, I enjoyed those scenes. I thought it was nice that they had kind of a nice friendship and they have a lot of history, and, you know, it's like, I'm sure I don't think he always liked Nicole as Chloe's friend, but it's nice that, you know, he's there for her and everything. So we'll see how that goes. But I just can't believe Nicole's going from having pretended to be pregnant for like a year with the rubber baby belly bumper to now pretending like she's not pregnant. I'm like, that's kind of a head trip right there. I don't know. It's like it's a lot harder. It's a lot easier to fake the pregnancy than it is to, you know, hide one. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
Do we know
if she carries it to full term? I mean, I don't know. Or
I
guess I haven't heard any spoilers. Yeah, I haven't heard any spoilers on that, so I don't know.
But if you look at the timing, though, she'd be due November sweeps.
Oh, you know.
Are you around that time? So, you know, but it just, I think it'd be kind of cruel for her to go through two miscarriages, and especially,
I hope she's saying,
yeah, all week she's been saying, I can't go through this again, you know.
I know. For the character's sake, I actually really hope she does have it this time. Now, I know a lot of Jammy fans are not happy about it, but I'm a Jammy and a Lumi fan. I'm one of those odd people who likes the Jammy and Lumi, but for different reasons. I like the combination for different reasons, but the Jammies aren't happy that there's a Nicole EJ baby in the offing, but for Nicole's sake, I think it'll be nice. But what does it say of you as a dad if every single time a woman gets pregnant with your child, she tries to hide it from you? It's kind of a bad
track
record there. You gotta admit.
Yeah.
Oh. So to wrap up like the Nicole deal. So at the beginning of the week, the end of last week, the beginning of the first of the week, there's the whole blow up, right, over Sammy. Sammy and EJ slept together. Rafe busts into the mansion and he punches EJ and blah, blah, blah. So Nicole goes from celebrating her anniversary, which she actually forgot was her anniversary, but anyway, that's another story. And she goes from thinking that EJ really, really does love her, which apparently he seems like he does, but to realizing that he betrayed her once again. And so she's crushed. She goes to the hospital, or she passes out when she's talking to Dr. Dan, and he takes her to the hospital, does these tests. EJ comes by. He's worried about her. She won't tell him why, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, we have Dr. Dan hiding the fact that she's pregnant from EJ, the father. And so then it gets set up to where he's trying to help her, you know, be by her side while she tries to carry this baby to full term, which we know that past history, it's a miracle she's even pregnant and, you know, probably won't carry it to term, but you never know. There's miracles happen. So there's that storyline. Let's see. Somebody want to take, you want to take the Carrie Austin Crazy Abby story, Carrie? You got to see Austin in bed.
Yeah, after we got shafted the first 4 days of the week with no Austin, we got a second and a half love scene on Friday. And basically, what'd you say, hon?
Oh, complete with its own music.
Yeah, they did have good music because they had really crappy porn music for John and Hope and Brady and Madison on Friday. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. It was a woman moaning in the background. And
yes,
some,
it was awful.
So bad. Yeah,
like
so 70s Austin,
porn-style music. Ugh.
It was bad. So, so Austin and Carrie go to the Green Mountain Lodge where Austin took Carrie's virginity 20 years ago. And actually, the lodge set looked pretty decent. I was impressed. Their room looked nice. The, I guess you call it, like the lounge area of the fireplace looked really nice. And Carrie finally stops, actually does have sex with Austin, you know, stops pushing him away like she has been for the past couple months. And like I said, that lasted a half a second. And then they got dressed again, and they run into Abby and Melanie. Abby, that was hilarious. That was absolutely hilarious. I mean, you have to watch that clip.
You have to see that scene.
Yeah, so Abby went onto Austin's computer and found his his reservations. He has to figure out where he was. Abby shows up at the spa and asks Melody to go. And then she asked Chad to go, too, but Shelly didn't want him to go, and Chad decided not to go anyway. So Abby and Melanie show up, and then they all run into
each other.
Yeah,
because Abby's stalking him.
Yeah, and so Austin is about ready to – he looks like he's about ready to run and hide. Melanie, her jaw, like, hits the floor, but she instantly figures out that Abby pretty much used her as cover to go show up at the lodge. I mean, so you have to see Molly Burnett's face. I mean, it is absolutely priceless. She did an excellent job. And I think that's pretty much where we left it on Friday, was that Austin was really uncomfortable, and Abby was, you know, just sweet as it can be, and Melanie is just like, oh, you know, Melanie flying figures out her friend's a little cuckoo. So, So, and it looks like Monday is, well, this coming week, I have the video promo for the week up on the blog at Steve of daysforlives.blogspot.com, in case you don't know. And Carrie walks in on shirtless Austin comforting Abby, and I have a hard time watching their clips for some reason, but it looks like Austin gets smacked. Because he said something like, oh, I didn't mean for it to happen, and he gets smacked. So, yeah, so Carrie, Carrie gets a clue this week.
But is he shirtless in that scene?
As far as I could tell, yes, but I did not see if Team Chef's hair came into effect on this one or not.
Okay.
I can't remember when Patrick said he was
growing
out his chest
there. Maybe the lighting wasn't good enough or something, but okay.
Well, you can't see. I couldn't really see anything, so I saw it was Abby. You know, on top of them, really. So anyway, so this week that's going to be going on. Actually, Monday's episode looks really good with Lucas and Kate are reuniting on Monday too. So everybody should check that
out.
Oh
yes, it's awesome. I've seen some of the clips already. Monday's is really good. Hey, SJ's on the phone because we talked about Jack and Jen. So I'm going to bring her in so she can share that part of the show.
Oh.
Hey, SJ.
Hey, it's about time.
Thanks for calling in. So, would you care to share your opinion on the last week or two of Jack and Jen?
Was Jack on? If I blinked, I would miss that. I mean, he's only been on like what, twice this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but Jennifer's not getting as much time either since the campaign's over. So I have a feeling Jack and Jennifer are probably going to be backburned, and then they'll end up reconciling off screen and be married again or something like that. I mean,
but
to the Abby topic, I don't like that they're turning her into a new Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning her psycho.
I'm kind of enjoying it, quite frankly. I don't know.
Well,
she's doing a good job, though.
She really, you know, if you're going to have to play a psycho, she's doing a great job. Because she's like really scary, but yet she's not over the top. And
mm-hmm.
she seems normal. To, like, the outside world, she seems normal. And
mm-hmm.
so it's kind of like, you know, she's doing a good job. I mean, the writing's pretty good for it, too, I have to admit. You know, I think part of it is that I was dreading that story initially when I heard a long time ago that they're going to be seeing, you know, that Abby and Austin were going to be some sort of item. I was like, oh, no, please, no, just no. And I'm actually really getting a kick out of the story. I mean, I don't remember what day, if it was a week ago. It might have been last week, not this most recent week. But that week that Carrie is, like, advising Abby and everything, I mean, Austin could not have been more uncomfortable. I think it was a couple weeks ago, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It was very entertaining, I thought. So, anyway, I don't know. But what is your – I'll let you finish, but that's kind of what I was thinking. But you don't want her to be a Sammy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, at least it's giving her a story besides just hanging on to Chad and hating her father. So I guess I'm cool with that. She's not bashing Jack anymore.
There you go. In fact, they're kind of buds, which is nice. Jennifer's the crazy one.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Jennifer is going, you know, like, Jack, you know, I hate you, you've ruined our lives for the last time. I don't want anything to do with you. I want to suck face with Dr. Dan all the time. And then all of a sudden, she just does a complete, 180, and it's like, Jack, you've changed, and I love you, and I think we should give this another go. And I'm just glad Jack was like, whoa, step off, hold on there. You know? you've been...
That was funny.
Yeah, you hated my guts since I got back in September, since you saw me in that cake. Why are you all of a sudden, changing your mind? It's the fan base. We're happy to see Jennifer change, but, we don't... She's got a lot to make up for, with the way that they've written the character. They can't just, turn it on and off. So, I don't know. A lot of people do want... and, of course, that's what I've been saying the whole time, is with Jack and Jennifer, if they're not together, what works is Jennifer chasing Jack. So maybe that's what we're about to get. But then, of course, when she finds out Daniel's back in town, she runs to him. So
yeah,
I don't know. But
hopefully he puts up his good hand and says, no, just no, girlfriend, back off.
Yeah, he needs to say, no, step off,
Yes.
Everybody needs to just say, Jennifer, go away. I'd like to see her alone for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing. And on the topic of Sean Christensen, I think I read today that his hiatus, when they had Daniel leave and come back, it was actually the writer's way of they're going to reinvent the character. They didn't like the direction that Daniel was going in. I didn't read it or hear the interview, but what I saw quoted was that he said that they were putting Daniel in the position to break up the couple that's been together for 1,000 years. That was something that he said, and so they've decided to back off that and try to reinvent him, and that he may not even be in a romantic relationship for a while, or it may be Billy. But it doesn't seem like it's going to be Nicole. Apparently, that's going to be misinterpreted. Now, I could be wrong. But from what I read today, it's not going to be a Nicole as a I've seen it.
So. Yeah. Well, and it seems like, nothing against the actor, but it seems like they work awfully hard to try to keep him, though. I'm kind of like, he's been good in certain, there's certain storylines that he's, that the character's been useful in and everything, but I don't know. I'm just like, why do they try so hard to, reinvent the character and try to keep him? And no offense against the actor, but just as far as the character's concerned. Ever since he and Kate broke up, the only thing I've liked since then has been his relationship with Melanie. I do like that father-daughter relationship. But it was a little creepy when she moved into his house for a while, or his apartment for a while, because they almost acted like they were dating. It was a little weird. And then think about it. If he were still dating Chelsea or married to her, that would be really weird. Because Chelsea looked younger than his daughter. I don't know where that, I don't know. Does Daniel even have a place anymore? I'm trying to think. He might, probably since they're dusting off the hospital sets, he'll probably
next week.
Most of his time at the hospital. Yeah. So.
Well, but that room that they had Nicole in this week, it didn't look like the usual, community hospital room. It looks like they redid it.
Yeah. Maybe that was Rafe and Carrie's old office. I don't know.
I had a question about that. About Rafe and Carrie, I watched a little bit this week because I was off. Of course, Jack wasn't on, so it didn't really have my attention. For them to have not had a very successful business and not done much, he sure did have a lot of stuff to pack up.
That's what I tweeted that very thing. I said, it was funny. We were thinking the same way. He's been packing for the same box, backpacking and unpacking the same box for 3 weeks now. And I said something, I can't remember what my phrase was, but it was something along the lines of, they've had 2 whole cases since they opened the business. How much crap could he possibly have to move out?
Exactly.
Unless they have, leftover, little pieces from the crowns that they, or the tiaras that they made for Sydney's birthday party or something. I'm just like, please, Seriously, yeah. The same pathetic little box every day for like 2 weeks. And so I'm like, move out already, you know?
Right.
But, so yeah, it's funny. I think we were all like, ugh. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so something needs to happen there. I don't know what's going on there. But, okay, so Rafe is, not that we really want to talk about Rafe all that much, but right, so Rafe is sort of in limbo.
Yeah,
he
the Safe fans are having a cow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that? I mean,
oh, yeah.
They're on the
oh,
ledge
yeah.
about to jump. I mean, seriously, they're, and the Lummy fans are just, you know, ecstatic. Apparently
oh yeah,
going in that
Lummy.
Direction.
Oh, Lummy's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan of both. Nicole, do you have a particular favorite of Sammy's pairings, or none at all, or all of the above, or?
Okay. Well, I have friends from all fan bases, so don't, you know,
yeah.
you guys don't jump.
I hear you. I try to be the same way.
I try to be neutral. You know what? I'm just a fan of the character. No. I particularly like Sammy with Lucas, and I particularly kind of like Nicole with EJ.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm making a stand, but please don't stop following me on Twitter and hate me because I declared that. I am happy with everyone. So, as long as Jack and Jennifer are together, I don't care, you know. But,
you really should change your Twitter name to Save Jennifer, because she needs saving.
No, more like push Jennifer off of a... Go ahead and push Jennifer off of the bridge this time.
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of, yeah, Lucas and Sammy. I don't particularly
yeah.
like EJ and Sammy. I know there's lots of EJs that follow me. I'm sorry if you're out there. But I do think that Allie and James have good chemistry though.
Yeah,
I think they're more good as adversaries or angst than than the romance. I think they're better in that department.
Yeah.
And they need to have grief
sex like every 2 or 3 months. That would be good.
Yeah, just please. Maybe hose down the couch,
not on the couch,
place it, reupholster it, Febreze it, burn it, something. Maybe move it to a bedroom or the park or something. but I'm a big Nicole fan. I've liked her ever since Ari came on in 98.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Nicole. I think her character always gets the short end of the stick, and I think it's about time that they maybe let her be happy. If it's not
mm-hmm.
going to be EJ, fine, put her with somebody, but let her have some happiness and let her have this baby. I've seen
yeah.
tweets that people want her to lose this baby.
Aww.
I know it's a fictional character and it's a TV show, but we get invested with these characters. We watch them. We've been with them
yeah.
for years. Let Nicole have the baby, but please
yeah.
don't hide it from EJ. Like you said earlier, every time a woman gets pregnant with EJ's baby, it's hid from him, or he thinks it's his and it's not, or something.
Right.
Go ahead and let Nicole say, you know what, we're not together right now, but I'm having your baby, and let them work through that. That would be a good angsty story.
Right.
Hide
oh, yeah.
more. And don't have her lose it either. Let's follow through with it. Don't. And
yeah.
please don't let Sammy end up being pregnant, too, and she not know if it's EJ's or Rafe's. Please.
Oh, jeez.
But
oh,
I don't
please.
Think
oh.
they're going to go there. But I don't think they're
going
to go there.
Everybody's thinking it's going to be Terry, who's the daddy. Between. She just had sex with Austin, which is kind of weird.
And
then Terry and Austin break out probably this week.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody thinks Terry's
going to
get pregnant.
Another one that can't get pregnant, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But maybe that brings Anna DeMira back. I'm all for it.
Oh, there you go.
Bring back,
there you go.
Bring back Grandma Anna. Bring it on.
I love it. That would be funny. Now, that would be comedy right there. I would love to see her as a grandma, like actually actively being a grandma. That would be fun.
She would do well, because I enjoyed her scenes when she had Sydney in the cabin.
They were so sweet.
The little girl playing Sydney, was it twins then? They were just awesome. So,
They were. They were adorable.
They were the best.
Yeah, those were good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Well.
So, see, I do have opinions on something other than Jack and Jennifer. So, yeah, pay attention.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, thank you for sharing them, too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, hey, it didn't drop your call this time, either.
No, it didn't drop on me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm like, I swear, I never hung up on you before. Oh, Blog Talk is wonky, let's just say. But, yes, we got through a whole phone call, and you didn't get hung up on. I'm so happy.
I know. It's a miracle. We'll try it again next week, too.
Well, there you go.
Well, thanks for calling. You're welcome. You guys have a good night. I'll be in the chat room. And remember, follow me at, and for right now, it's at Save Jack and Jennifer. Or no, I'm sorry. It's at Save Jack and Jen. But y'all might change that eventually. But, yeah, follow me. I want 400 followers. So, come on, people, follow me.
Yay. All right. Well, there's got to be a good prize for that 400th caller, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll come up with something. All right. You guys have a good night.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
That was fun. Okay. Hey, Mary Ann's here. We weren't sure she was going to be able to make it. Let me bring her in here. Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey. Sorry,
good?
I just noticed that you were in there.
Yeah, I was just ready to tweet, say, hi, Anna, I'm here.
I'm in the chat room watching that, and it's like you can't see the phone list at the same time. So,
Area code 814. No.
For a good time, call.
Oh. So how's everyone?
Your number ought to be Hoochie, H-O-O-C.
No, I was listening to the talk about me and Nicole and EJ. I don't know what all you've talked about. I was just listening. Was it Jack and Jen? I was just talking.
Well, hey, I was going to ask Nicole before we get to that a little bit more. Nicole, where do you stand on the whole EJ-y? Like, I'm a fence sitter basically, but because I like them for different reasons. What is your feeling, Nicole?
When I started watching back full time in 2010, I kind of liked the idea of Sammy and EJ, but now Sammy and Nicole have EJ and Nicole have kind of grown on me. But
yeah.
I don't know who I like Sammy with because I really don't like Rafe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess that by default I'd have to be a Lumi.
I have to say, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have a strong opinion about anybody but Shane and Kim.
Well, I just wanted to give you a chance to share your thoughts. Well, Marianne, it's a perfect opportunity for you to weigh in. I'm not necessarily to like choose, because I know you like them for, I think you're kind of like me, you like them for different reasons.
Well, you
like
know what, this is, yeah, over the years this is hard because I like EJ and Sammy, I really did, but history and all that they've been through, and they've been apart for so long, and I really, like the other, everyone's saying, I really like EJ and Nicole, and man, there was something about Lucas coming back, man, he was just like way shining, or I don't know what, it was just so great to see him back, and Lucas and Sammy, there's something...
Oh.
There was something there clicking between, whether it was between the characters or Allie and Brian, but the chemistry's there, and how they said to each other, I love you. I still love you, Sammy. When he said that to Sammy, I still love you, and then she says, I love you. You know, it seems like Lucas is always there for Sammy, no matter what she does or how she screws up. Yeah, they fight, and that's all they do is fight. But Sammy fights with whatever man she's with anyway, so that doesn't matter.
Very true.
Rafe, forget it. He doesn't, you know, they don't belong together at all. I don't know why. I know there's Rafe fans out there, yeah. Don't stop following me on, you know, you can stop following me on Twitter if you want. But what, if you are. But anyway, I don't know. I kind of like Lumi now. I know, you know, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Carrie, did you want to weigh in on that?
I thought Brian Dottillo on Friday was just amazing. He was so charismatic. And we've Marianne and I that have both met Brian, and what always bugged us about Lucas was Lucas wasn't like Brian. Brian
right.
has a ton of
right.
fun. He's, you know, and Lucas can get be really stubborn and judgmental. And Brian's just so much fun. I'm like, why can't they give Lucas some of Brian's sense of humor? And I think they finally figured it out. And
yes.
they gave him a little bit of the sense of humor. And their banter was amazing on Friday.
Mm-hmm. There's
and
a little bit of Brian
tell,
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of Brian there that we have never seen really with Lucas. And Allison seemed very emotional with him, especially at the end when they hugged. She seemed really emotional about it. And
yes.
it was so sweet.
It was. You could feel the love between them, like, as people, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they really were glad to be with, you know, see each other again and everything. And, yeah, I mean, you know, who knows where this all goes in the end, but it's like, you know, soap opera's been going on for 45, 46 years now. You know, who knows what endgame is ever on this show. But
mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed those scenes. And one thing that I thought was funny is, now, I didn't watch during the 90s. What I know of the 90s is either things that I've heard people talk about or clips that I've seen or, you know, that kind of thing. But it's kind of funny because, you know, it's so refreshing to see those two, to realize that really Lucas is the best friend Sammy has. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
he really is the best friend she has. And what I liked, too, is what I hated before he left is I felt like they, like, totally emasculated Lucas. They totally diminished him. I mean, ooh, there's some sound is coming through there. I'm sorry, I don't know what that was. But they totally emasculated him. You know, he had the whole Chloe thing, and it was just that relationship was completely wrong, and then he was cheated on, and everybody hid it. Everybody in town knew about it. So
mm-hmm.
I was hoping he would come back. If not, you know, balls to the wall, evil, at least, not evil, but, you know, tough, at least confident and comfortable in his own skin, and that's exactly what came across to me. I loved the dialogue was refreshing. It was like they had all of this history there, but they could be so honest. For all the deceit they've probably had, you know, Sammy's probably all leveled at him over the years. They had such a refreshing honesty with one another. I mean, they could accept joke about their own faults and with
mm-hmm.
each other's faults. And I just felt like there was this quiet confidence that Lucas had in a way that I really found refreshing. I was hoping when he came back that he would have a strength that the previous writers had stripped from him. And on the scenes that we see on Monday, I've already seen some of the clips, and I think we're going to have fun with that, too, because Kate finds out he's in town and all. And it, I mean, they set the stage right away with the Kate, Sammy, Lucas stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do.
I just hope that, you know, that he doesn't, like, with Kate, that he stands up to Kate. And he, you know, I mean, it was always, Lucas, because he was like a wimpy, I mean, always backing down to Kate, always, you know, and I don't know. So I'm hoping that I get more of what I saw on Friday, you know, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think the writers, I hope
they
do
that. I do see
a
chemistry, though, between EJ and Sammy. I still have
yes.
to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I still see that.
Oh, yeah.
I still see
yeah.
when they were talking to each other, there's,
yes.
you know, there's a fine line between love and hate there. And I still see the chemistry. And I do still like them together because I always
yes.
was, I guess I wasn't a Jammy fan at the beginning, from the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know. But,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely pulled me back in. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, they just totally
pulled me. Yeah, but
I also
give them a chance again. You know, see, let them be
yeah.
together for a little, see what happens again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. I mean, you know, I'm kind of also at that point where anybody but Rafe, I'm kind of like, I mean, there's some people who, you know, there is like, I mean, but that's, I'm not saying that to diminish Lucas at all because, you know, or EJ. But, I mean, really and truly, pretty much anyone but Rafe would make me happier than having Rafe and Sammy together. But that's my opinion. But I know there's some safe fans out there, and most of them probably aren't
yeah.
too happy right now, as it sounds like you guys are saying. But, but I, you know, those things are
well,
great.
I'm sure
and it's
they're not
nice.
Happy. I mean, just like any other fan or fan base.
The nice thing,
you know?
Too, is that they reminded us, I mean, the character, they're staying true to the character that he had an alcohol problem.
They're not forgetting that history. They brought up Will, and it's like they both know something's going on with Will. But didn't you love the way he said something like, yeah, my boy Will, or, you know, I want to talk to him mano a mano, you know, kind of like a little bit of macho in there.
Yeah, and I thought,
oh, that's an interesting choice of dialogue, you know, given what he's about to find out about Will.
Yeah,
so,
my question
to
you, do you think Lucas and Sammy, their characters, would be the ones, would be the type that would accept Will, or do you think one will and one won't? Or do you think they both would be accepted?
I'm thinking Sammy would. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I haven't figured out how that's going to play out yet. But
I'm curious to see what the writers are going to do, but I'm trying to think, try to stay true to character. Which one of them, would they both accept
right,
them?
Right.
You would think any parent would.
We still have to see what Kate, I mean, Kate better be supportive of Will. I think she will be. Like, we asked Lauren on Twitter, what would she do if she were, you know, if it were Will, you know, in this situation. Mm-hmm. And she said she'd hook him up with her, introduce him to a really hot guy. I love that.
Well, you would think Kate, of all people, would be accepted.
I know.
It would be no big deal.
I would be really mad if they're not true to her character on that. They better not make her contrary. But I think they're going to – I think she'll probably be supportive. But I hope that I hope that we get some scenes. I think there are some coming up. But because, really, that's been sorely lacking. It's been nice to see Marlena and Will, and for Marlena having the therapy background to be able to help him with all this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really missed having the Kate side of the equation around. So let's hope that that comes up soon.
Are you going to have, like, one person in his family not accepting? I wonder if they're going to
do
that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it'll be Lucas. Maybe Lucas will have trouble. Maybe Lucas will have trouble with it. He's a little macho. Maybe he'll have a little trouble at first with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. But I think it's set up for a really interesting dynamic there. And as you'll see on Monday, Kate, Sammy, and Lucas. There's some good scenes. So it'll be fun. So let's see. I thought it was sweet, too, that he came all that way. He says, I took a wrong turn and ended up back in Salem or whatever. I thought that was cute. But, you know, he says, well, you said you were in trouble. You said you were having a crisis and wanted to come to be here. I'm like, whoa. did you guys hear that?
Did you guys?
I'm trying to figure what?
Did you guys discuss the nominations at all?
No.
The prenom. Okay, because I was wondering.
No,
I thought,
you want to say something about that?
Well, yeah, I was just a little disappointed James Scott wasn't in there, and I was also a little disappointed Lauren Coslow wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Was Lauren nominated last year at all?
No.
Do I read?
No.
And
the thing of it is, it was really pathetic.
I left a comment
year.
On Michael Fairman's thing, like about, I was just like, Lauren Coslow seems to get passed over all the time. I don't get it.
And see, like,
I mean, would she be supporting actress? Even in supporting actress role, she should be leading. But
she was
even
up
supporting
a couple
actress.
Of years, like maybe 3 years ago, I think she was up. Like, should have maybe a prenom, if I'm not mistaken.
A prenom, yeah.
But then it didn't.
Yeah.
But 2010, at the end of 2010, like December 2010, she and Stefano had those amazing breakup scenes. Oh, my gosh. It was like watching, like, the best two-man play you've ever seen. I mean, they were just so masterful and all. So I felt she was robbed in 2010 as well. I mean, that was just ridiculous. But 2011,
and even Ally
Sweeney,
too. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Especially Donnie's death scene. If they didn't submit those. I thought those were very good.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether they submitted them or not, but I can't believe neither one of them were nominated.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't know. Yeah.
Pretty much
the other ones, Ari, yeah, Matt, yeah. I mean, and then the younger ones, of course, Chandler Massey. I think he should have it. He'll be wrong if he doesn't win it, my feeling.
He has been so good. Usually the younger actors bring up their game when they're in the scenes with the older actors and more veteran actors.
Yeah.
But I think we were talking today, somebody was saying, you know, it seems like Chandler, maybe it was you, Mary, I can't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, we were about the veteran actors, yeah.
That it seems like you know, he actually elevates every, you know, when he's in a scene, everybody around him is, like, present. They're in it, too. I mean, I'm not saying our actors aren't normally, but...
Yeah, but he's just he takes command and he holds his own. He definitely holds his own on that.
So mm-hmm. I think, you know, he definitely deserves one, I mean, for last year and for this year. I mean, and the way, and not just for the storyline about his, you know, the struggles he's going through, everything. I mean, this year, of course, it wouldn't be for until 2012, but his scenes with EJ and just the whole way here, this goody-goody character, and yet he's enjoying torquing his mom, you know, poking her and, you know, sticking it to EJ, too. I mean, he really has done an amazing job. And I think the writing's been good for him, too. I really do. I think the writing's been good. So,
yeah.
So any more thoughts on that? On the prenup? Okay. Well, I haven't talked about Kate Meehan yet.
Wait a minute. We're like how many minutes into the show and you haven't talked about Kate Meehan?
I know. So their relationship's, you know, unfolding rather interestingly. We don't know where all that's going to go, but it's very interesting. So let's see. So this week he goes to the mansion and he basically, you know, was it Monday's episode that he tells her that Sammy's a spy? Is that right? I'm trying to remember now. I've lost track.
It was this week, I think.
Yeah, it was this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he basically goes to the mansion and she's alone there, mumbling around, wondering why Stefano's not there. And why did she? I think her line is, "Why did you have to leave right now?" And I'm like thinking, "Oh yeah, I think we know why he had to leave right now because he is in town." But convenient, but. Yeah, so he comes over, and I love the way, you know, she goes and answers the door, and when she sees it's him, she tries to slam the door in his face, and he pulls a Tony DeMira, and he stops the door cold, you know. He wins the battle between the door and the Ian. So he comes in, and they have this series of conversations, and basically it's like, you know, he's like, you know, you should thank me for this, you know, for letting you know that Sammy's a spy. Now what are you going to do? And of course, she informs him that she's going to take down Sammy and Madison and Brady, and she's going to remind Madison of how obscure and broke she was. I think the quote was, "Remind her of just how it felt to be obscure and broke." So she's going to try to take her down. Well, for whatever reason, he uses it because he's married to the girl. He says, "Well, no, you can have Sammy. You can do whatever you want to Sammy, but Madison's mine. I'll take care of her." Yeah. So I don't know what his end game is with all that, because, you know, he obviously knew when he told Kate what was going to happen, he knew that she was going to want to ruin Madison too. So I don't know what game he's playing there. But yeah, I love his first line when he walked in. He's like, "Well, if you think I'm going to throw you in front of the fireplace and seduce you, think again." I was like, "Oh, why did you have to say that at the beginning of the scene? Because now that's all I want you to do. I just want you to shut up and take her to the fireplace and seduce her." You know. So, and then at one point she informs him that Stefano's not there, and he looks at her, and he's thinking, "Oh, missed opportunity, darn!" I wish I'd known that an hour ago. So, so it's a very interesting, you can tell, I mean, he's a brand new character, you know, Ian's really doing a good job of coming into the show and kind of throwing in a lot of dynamics there for the character and for people to play off of, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how all of this evolves. And somebody pointed out in the chat room that there was an exchange with Ian and Will run into each other in the Horton Town Square, and Ian knows exactly who Will is.
Yeah,
do you want to comment on that? What they think of that?
Yeah. How did he know? You know, he must have been like checking up on Kate. You know, I'm thinking he's been like following her all along, following her life all along. You think he's been? He knows everything about, you know, what she's been up to, I think, or. I guess that's what I took it.
or he's been checking up on her. I don't know. Is that what you think?
I don't know. Yeah.
Kind of odd because, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. So I think
seems like he knows
who
a lot of people are, though, in Salem.
Yeah.
Seems like he knows who a lot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's definitely come in and inserted himself rather nicely and with a lot of different things. But I'm trying to figure out why he has such a hold on Madison and what the point is. Because, like,
I don't
already,
get it either.
It's already been exposed that his real love is Kate. Now, Kate doesn't know exactly that this is how he feels yet. But he's already talked about that. So I'm just thinking that
Madison knows it, you know.
Madison knows it. Yeah, Madison knows it. So I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, how is this all going to, like, yeah, unfold? So I don't know. He's made it very
interesting. He doesn't want anyone else to have her, I guess, you know, the old,
yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Angela's on the line, so we'll bring her in here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Angela?
Hey there. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
There.
Hey.
Well, you have something you wanted to share?
Yeah,
I've had a good conversation. I just, one of the things I wanted to say, too, as a positive, too, about the fact that Brian Attila is back, I agree with what you guys are saying, and I think everybody knows I'm pretty much an E. Jammy at this point, but I do think that Brian and the character of Lucas is, you know, it's just so important, I think, that they have that best friend for Sammy and the truth teller. And, you know, I don't know, hopefully the show will be on for 50 more years. I have no idea what's going to happen. But I think, you know, to me, I guess I would like, if the show to end, to actually have Lucas and Sammy be together. You know, whether, you know, if you were wrapping up Days of Our Lives for the end, I think that it would be good. Now, do I think right now I really would want them to have E. Jammy, I think, at this point. You know, it would help the show. I think it would help the excitement. That doesn't mean that she doesn't need to have the relationship with Lucas, because if you go back and look, like, at 2007, and, you know, we probably didn't know it at the time, but 2007 is almost like a golden age for the show.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't know it was at the time. The humor, there was some really good humor, even with EJ and Lucas and Sammy. And what now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I couldn't hear what. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, so that was one of the things I was just going to mention. I think that, you know, my ideal thing would be that, you know, that, you know, Lucas, you know, comes in. I think he's going to be really good with Will. I think it's going to be a challenge for him because I don't think he's expecting it. I think it might be pretty interesting to see that Sammy really struggles with how to deal with it. And there's just a lot of potential with that. And I was really thrilled for Brian Attila to be back. I thought, you know, much of what's already been said, that it was very positive this week. So I think that's really, like I said, I was thrilled about that. I was glad to have at least the Stefano sighting this week.
Although
however,
I hated
quickly,
the way John said, "Where's your wifey?" That was annoying to me. But
well, I don't.
Whatever.
There's no time. Your time is more precious than to talk Alamania. Because it's not good. But again, it was good to see Stefano. I thought that was positive.
Yes. He always elevates the scene. I mean, the Bow Chicka Wow Wow music with Pope and John. Her being half undressed and him walking in. I mean,
walking with her in a bra.
The whole thing. I'm not even going to waste my breath.
Those characters do just not belong together. They just don't belong together. And why are they forcing this on us? I don't understand.
Exactly. And, yeah, we were talking about the 90s. I was watching then. It was not a good story then.
No,
why bring back a story?
No,
then,
we used to make fun of it. You know, subsets and all that. Fans made fun of it. Didn't they realize that, you know? I don't think it was popular back then.
I agree with you 100%. I don't understand. I think that with Stefano back, you know, briefly this week, what kills me is, like I said, of course, I'd like and we all talk about this, we're all big, you know, Carolyn and Richard Culleton fans, but, I think I tweeted about this week, too, is that some of the dialogue, I just never in my life see Stefano saying, whoa.
yeah,
I saw that on your Twitter about what the mayors don't say. The words like whoa,
stuff like that just drives
wow.
me crazy. I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of sad.
Well, it was like that time he said something to Kate about somebody's life was a hot mess, and I'm like, yeah, Stefano would say that. That was a while ago, but he's like.
You know,
let's face it, so-and-so's life is a hot mess. I'm like, really? Stefano calls everyone by their proper name. I doubt he's going to use the phrase hot mess.
They promised to make the show current. I don't know that the vocabulary really makes it current. But I think it's all important. I was very disappointed about James Scott not being nominated. But again, and there's a thousand different rumors and stories out there as to why that occurred the way it did. So who knows?
Maybe he didn't submit something.
I think, somebody put it really good yesterday after about the 15th round of people discussing it, and is that he's not nominated. He's not going to get nominated now. Whatever decision got made by whomever at whatever time, is done.
We
so
move
you know,
on
ship has, ship has sailed. So I think it's a disappointment for the show because I think he's really good, and I think that's he is the lead actor in the show, and for us not to have anyone nominated at all under lead actor is just not a
yeah they didn't
a
have anyone
for the show.
Yeah, that's and crappy. Well, there aren't even that many shows left. I mean, come on,
out
right.
of four shows, and I mean, you know, they
yeah.
then they and they so anyway. However, I know and you know, and he was involved. James Scott was involved, I think, with the Emmy committee to try to revamp how the process worked. I had listened to two blog talks discussions about that he and Michael Muni and several key people that had really been involved in trying to make it better, and so it just was really shocking to me. But again, who knows? The whys, that's for the folks that are in Burbank, not me. But I think it's kind of sad. The other real quickly, because again I don't want to take up all the time, I think that the thing about Nicole, I really, since Nicole came back in the 2000s, I've really thought that Ariane Zucker's done just a beautiful job with Nicole to really empathize for. I absolutely think, I can't say it's unanimous because there are lots of folks that are still E. Joel fans, but I don't feel it anymore, for them. But again, that's just my opinion. But I like her. I advocate for her. I think the whole thought of her being able to have a baby is wonderful. There's several folks out there that says, they can change the timeline. They changed the timeline in 2008 to, between Sammy getting pregnant and Nicole getting pregnant. So that's, there's always the possibility to make it, I think back to whenever it was a couple of months ago when Nicole ran into Brady and Madison at Horton Town Square, and there was that kind of exchange and everything. There was still I like Nicole, so yeah, I still think there's a spark, and surely there could have been an event that we didn't see on screen. That's happened before. that if she does. And the other thing is that I'm so pleased about with the way they're doing the Will story. That it's given me a little bit more confidence in them doing a socially responsible storyline.
Right.
And so
we really doubted they could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they've been
doing
well on it, I thought.
If they can continue to do the Will story well, one option, and again, this is something I was just reading this week about, a woman that, couldn't carry a baby to term, and they ended up doing an IVF type thing, almost kind of like what happened by accident with Kate and Vivian and Victor, years ago, that someone else they could actually in vitro fertilization, into someone that could carry the baby for Nicole. That would be an interesting story. Well, yeah, I don't think we really want to go there. but I think there could be someone that, again, I don't know who that would be. But
Kate's had a lot of kids, but unfortunately none of them have ever been on screen, so
It's not like we know for sure.
Yeah, she's got a baseball team. We just don't know who it is. I can always say, oh, it's Kate's child. So
I had alien kids. And
yeah, where are they at?
Chicago. Everybody,
still
everybody's
mapping.
Either
honestly,
in either
still
care.
Sleeping
with
Carolyn and the kids.
Yeah.
So. We don't know
anyway,
where they went.
But I can't say honestly it was a good week on the show. I mean, I think there were some highlights. Certainly, I think Lucas coming in was one of them. Y'all brought up Rafe, and there's a lot of animosity out there, and people are concerned. I mean, honestly, when James Scott didn't get nominated, the ratings came out. I wasn't a real happy camper myself. I'm just going, who is looking at this? What are y'all thinking? General Hospital was fantastic this week. I know we're not, this is the diva of days, not the diva of General Hospital. But, they're fighting for their life. And they have also a lot of fan bases and favorite couples and so forth. And I think they're struggling, too. And it's crazy to think that, regardless of you're a Safe or any Jamie or any Joel or a Ken or whatever, the State fan, whoever you are, if we have no show, it's not going to matter. Because
right.
We won't be watching
right.
any of these couples. So
you've got to be a fan of the show
first.
Most of all. Be first before you're a fan
right.
of, yeah, yeah.
And then you can have
your fan bases, but yeah.
And so if there's constructive stuff and the writing, I think continues to be we have ups and downs with it. And again, it's a very complicated thing. I have no idea how you solve it. It's not get rid of Marlene and Daryl at all. I mean, even if we wanted to, and I'm not even saying that would be an option. I don't think they can afford to say, oh, by the way, oops, we're going to change again. We don't have time for another reset like that. So, but they do need some better dialogue, folks that know the show, because I think that's part of the issue. I think that's been part of the issue with Jennifer. She's a beloved character. Jamie Giddens had a great thing, sort of a rant on the fact that, this is not true at all, which, we've all been saying, especially Save Jack and Jennifer, this isn't even true to the character. Who is this person?
I was joking with somebody earlier this week, too, that they've got Jennifer dressed like Carolyn Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't get that at all. Because she's a pretty girl, and my gosh, looks like she did when I used to watch the show in the 80s, except for, her hair's better than 80s hair, when we look back in retrospect. But, the poor girl, they really need to let her, real beauty show through on stage.
Well, I don't know
what's
going on.
Some days I'm like, seriously, throw an apron on her, and she's Caroline Ingalls, I was like...
Well,
the
wardrobe for everybody is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I know that may be a budget situation. God bless Arianne Zucker for the gumption to put on that gray outfit that they had her in Friday when she was sitting there talking to Daniel. I think I made the joke it was like an Irene Cara flashback original.
That's right. Over the
awful.
Shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, with the boots and the whole day. It was just, she's beautiful. All these women are. All the guys are very handsome. I don't know what the deal is with some of the wardrobe. Sammy had on an outfit this week that would be precious on Abby or Melanie. But I felt like, a woman that's 34, 35 years old, it looked kind of like a schoolgirl outfit. That's just, everybody's got their own ideas about what, and as I said, they can all come in there in black shrouds right now. I don't really care if we've got a story to tell. They can wear whatever they want to, or they can tell them to wear whatever. But it just concerns me. Like I said, I know there's a lot of folks, including myself, that, really I was, very frustrated, want the show to succeed, want the show to stay on, just to see what's happening, people are not tuning in. It is not engaging enough. The Will story by itself is not enough. And EJ and Sammy's story is not enough. And EJ and Nicole's baby story.
I thought February was really good. And I thought some of last week was good. Some of it I had trouble
like anything with Brady and Madison, I honestly, if I want to know anything that's going on in their storyline, which is rare, I have to keep replaying it because I can't pay attention long enough to figure out what's going on. They're just so bad. I mean, and I don't, no offense against Eric, because
no,
you know,
it's not against either one of them. I think Sarah Brown is a great actress, but it's just not, you know, it just isn't compelling for anybody, and just to constantly have this, you know, make-out session going is just not interesting. And then my other pet peeve is that segue, flash, it was bad enough when they did that segue scene with them, you know, at Horton Town Square, and then they put that in a flashback, and I thought, oh my gosh, once I even see that again. Fanola Hughes, who's on General Hospital again, and that starred with Ian Buchanan, was on Twitter this week, and she was tweeting something to Ian. And he had a funny tweet about that he was packing his snacks for Salem. And I don't, if anyone hasn't gone to, you should go and look at the timelines between the two, because it was pretty clever, and it was probably pretty true too, as far as what his little.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I thought
he probably
was
takes healthy snacks. He probably takes healthy snacks to the office.
Well, no, I know, but it was like, you know, he was packing ho hos and a ham sandwich, and then that's what she said it was. He said he was packing his snacks, and she said, "Are they ho hos and a ham sandwich?" And he said, "No, you don't take ho hos to the picnic." So anyway, and I mean, you know, so it was funny. I hope things go better. I hope that, you know, we all are Days fans first, because there's some highlights to what's going on. It's obvious that the majority of the people were not real satisfied in February, and they weren't real satisfied in November. And if we have, I hope everyone says it's going to be really exciting in March and April, and I hope that's true, because if it's another one of these hold down the fort till May, you just can't do a show like, you know, in the competitive situation they're in, operating like that. So I guess we'll see. I don't know, but
I would recommend positive comments at NBC Days. And keep the negative ones to a minimum that go to at NBC Days. That's my advice. That's just my advice, generally speaking, because NBC needs to hear that we love our show, even if it sucks sometimes.
I think they also, and I agree with that. I think that, you know, that it's, you know, it's a fine line. You know, it's a fine line. If we say, you know, there are some folks that are saying right now the strategy is that even if they don't like the stories, they're not saying, if they're watching, they're not saying anything negative, they're not saying anything. Then there are other people that are out there that are, you know, being quite vocal that they're not, you know, there's just a majority of it, but it just seems, and again, it may be just my perception, that there's just more and more of a frustration building again, and I just don't want to see everybody starting to get negative and ugly, especially, you know, to the actors who are just trying to do their job, whether it's written well or not.
Exactly.
It's not their fault.
When it's, so. And you're really fair, given that we know you're an Ajami fan, and you say that, but you're really, you know, trying to be fair, and you love the show, even though you don't like parts of it, like we all don't like parts of it, but you're trying to be fair and, like, you know, say, hey, you know, there's things I'd prefer, but, you know, you're at least trying to
want the show to succeed, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching it for 39 years, long before James Scott came on the show. I think it would be very bad if we didn't have James Scott on the show, regardless of who he's with. I think, yeah, but there are some people that are, you know, and like I said, I don't care for him with Nicole now, because I just think, you know, just for the same thing everyone else said, everybody's got a different threshold for what everyone has been through, kind of thing. But you know, we've got a good cast overall. We really do. And it just doesn't, you know, like I said, that we've had the reset, we've had all this time, and I also think not saying anything, you know, again, I don't want people to go out there and be harsh, but I think somehow there needs to be a constructive way to say, you know, I think, well, there's a problem. We're not, we're not thrilled and happy with everything that's going on. But I don't know how, you know, like I said, I just don't know where that balance is, but it's concerning to me because, again, I think give General Hospital a couple more weeks And I guess it's always possible that ABC will not renew them. You know, they don't have a spot after, you know, a certain period of time anyway on their schedule. But if, you know, they've got, you know, a tremendous cast and the best, really probably the best writers and executive producers that any of the soaps have right now. So I expect that they're going to continue to build. They picked up over almost 200,000 viewers last week. Days did not pick up 200,000 viewers last week. anyway, thanks for taking the call. Hope y'all have a great evening.
Well, thanks for
calling.
Thanks,
Angela.
Well, I appreciate your perspective.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think it's really important, guys, that, you know, I mean, we can obviously say things we don't like or be sarcastic or silly or whatever. I mean,
right.
I couldn't go a day without being sarcastic. You know, I mean, you know that, obviously. But, heck, I can't go 5 minutes without being sarcastic. But for at NBC days, things that go to NBC, things that go to even hashtag days sometimes, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we can let the writers know how we feel about something, obviously. We can, you know, like I tweeted to them when I thought the ageist remarks were ridiculous again a few weeks ago. And I said something about it and everything, that, you know, with all the words in the English language and all the rich character history to draw from, your character flaws from which to draw, you're going to have Madison and Kate, you know, Madison making, you know, ageist remarks to Kate. Come on, you know, I mean, let's do something better than that, you know, for the viewers and for the characters. But it is a critical time. I mean, if we think, like I just put in the chat room, if we think our show can't go the way of One Life, AMC, we're delusional. Because, you know, if they can put on another hour of People's Court for, like, you know, a very, very small amount of a percentage of the budget that Days have. Now, granted, I believe in the cross-marketing. I believe that there are a lot of things that come to NBC as a result of Days of Our Lives that they can't just quantify in that hour that it's being viewed. But, you know, it's a serious time. We definitely need to be, you know, showing our support for the show, in my opinion. But I guess it's quite obvious. But, you know, if we're trashing the show on NBC, you know, telling NBC how much we hate it and everything, that's not going to bode well for the show. We can still voice our opinions, but direct it more.
And you
got to
put some positive. You got to say what
right.
you like too.
You know,
you can tweet to them what you don't like, or make suggestions, or like make a suggestion maybe who you want to see back, why you want to see them back. Write the letters, even write to the magazines,
and
tweet to them what you like about it. Right, right.
Yes.
If you want to see Tony DeMiro back, you want to see Teo Sangos back, you know, tweet that every once in a while to them.
As much as we think that, if you think about it, humans respond more to positive than they do negative. It's
right.
the same. I mean, even though sometimes we might think that certain corporate executives aren't humans, I mean, we can all say that might be possible in some cases, no matter the corporation. But, you know, it is true that the more they hear of things that we love or like, that, you know, that's showing that there's a dedicated fan base out there, that there are people who do care, and we care passionately for the show. Even when it sucks, we're there, you know. But
and we can let them know what we don't like, too. It's just the way you say it. You know, you have to let them know what you don't like, too. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, either.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think if they get spammed with all the negative stuff, I do also think
that you can't just be all
negative. We have to keep in mind that they're making business decisions, and if they see that people are, well, I'm just not going to watch anymore because Jamie's not together, or whoever might not be together that's not to my liking, I mean, those numbers will show up in the ratings for sure. But I think letting them know that we care about the show, that we love the show, the things that we do love about it, the things they are doing well, I think that is important. And I think sometimes we think, because we have this immediate access with some of the, you know, the writers or the actors or the executives even with, you know, I don't know who all reads the NBC Days stuff, but you know, because of that, I think we have a tendency to want to tell them what we don't like. And I'm just trying to encourage people to say, you know, tell them what you do like and what you are enjoying about the show as well, if there is something, because I think there are forces that are genuinely trying to keep that show on the air, and we need to do everything we can to support it, or else we'll be, you know, watching the spew on our, you know, network. So, you know what, we'll be watching an equally bad ripoff of the Revulsion and the spew on NBC, you know, so... anyway, that's just, I'll get off my soapbox now, but I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. So, all right. So, do you guys have any, what, is there anything else? Did we miss, I'm sure we've missed something.
Angel was drunk this week. I thought that was,
that's right.
He was mentioning. Yeah.
That was funny. That was really
funny. Funny.
You want to expand on that? That was pretty
yeah,
funny.
He really wanted to beat up on EJ. I mean, it was Peter Ruckel was really restraining him. And Mary Beth Evans made another appearance in the same episode. I'd say she looked really good for walking out of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
She looked really nice at that, too. And it was nice having them all get together and... talking stuff like Bo has some sort of plan for Abe. So that was a cute little scene. And then EJ wants Lexi to head up the city health commissioner. I don't know what the hell it was, but yeah. The
preventative health something.
Yeah.
Initiative.
Which is kind of an odd thing for a city to do, but whatever. Salem's weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
that'd be cool, though, for if it means that EJ and Lexi will work together and be in scenes
mm-hmm.
together, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I like those two together. I also thought, hey, the Ejami scene was pretty interesting.
It was.
You know, does anyone want to expand on that a little bit? Or no? I thought it was a good scene. There were some good scenes there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They still have that spark, the bantering back and forth, I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought so too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly what the dialogue was. I just remember I thought it was kind of, I mean, as much as I'm enjoying Lumi, I do think there's still something there. It's very interesting that, you know, their scenes are still very interesting. I still like them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just spewing venom at each other. EJ was going to walk away from her at the town square, and then he thought twice about it. And basically they were just taunting each other about their marriages being over. And I remember Sammy called Nicole a stupid cow and said that Nicole would go back to EJ anyway.
Yeah,
and
didn't she say something like, you lost your publicist, I lost my husband or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just lost your publicist. And he says, oh, right again, it's all about you, Sammy. You
know? I know.
Everyone
is telling
her that. Everyone. It's all about you, Sammy. Will, Marlena, EJ, even Lucas, I think. You know, it's like they're all pointing that out to her. She still doesn't get it. You know, she still. Well, that's funny. Did you talk about Psycho Abby at all?
Yeah,
about her like finding out where you know, getting on his computer and finding out where he was at, stalking him, showing up there. Oh my!
Yeah, she walks. He walks. They walk in and see those two together.
Oh, Psycho Gabby too. Where did that come from?
Oh
yeah, that character do a 180 or 360, whatever. Holy cow!
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, but there are laws that govern massage therapy. I've gone to them enough times to know, and a lot of states have to be licensed and stuff, but it's like, I'm sorry, but that lame excuse of, Glenn said I could start doing massages, but I need to practice first. Can you take off your shirt and let me try it?
Yeah.
Try it on
you?
Oh,
and boy,
I'm like,
Chad
and
was
in
so
lobby
too, wasn't he?
I know. Cracked me up.
God.
I was laughing. I was like, come on. Really? I don't know what they're doing. I can't figure out what they're doing with that whole thing. I don't know. It's a shame because, you know, Camila Bannis is a beautiful girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just can't figure out why they aren't able to do something for, you know, why they aren't able to find a story for her or, a, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just really a conundrum to me. I don't know. Anyway, but I thought it was kind of silly, the whole thing with the massage and all was kind of,
goofy, but. So we know Quinn's leaving, so Quinn may already be gone. We may be seeing a scene where.
I think he might be gone.
Where he's calling from Paris,
he's,
you know.
He's gone completely. It's been confirmed.
Yeah.
That was his last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, they've already confirmed he's aired his last episode?
Yes. That was the last one.
Oh, okay.
He was with Abby. That was his last scene. Oh, I'm going to bring up the, I forgot, the Sammy Will scenes at the town square.
He really was trying
to find out what's going on with him, and then she turned it all around that, it is, I'm going to get blamed for it anyway, and then he got mad and walked off on her. That
because
was
it was
really
all about
good.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really good scene.
Yeah, they were.
So there was some good
stuff
this week. So I
mean, there really actually were. There were some low points, but there were also really good high points. Yeah, and we get to see the hospital next week. You know, I never thought I would miss that set, but given the spa thing, although I did like the spa set, I just thought a lot of what happened there was pretty stupid, but, you know. I mean, the shirtless Tuesday thing was nice for a few Tuesdays, but after that, you know, it's like, not that I mind seeing four hosts in, you know, in shirtless attire, but sitting there talking about their feelings in the middle of the lobby, I'm not so sure I enjoyed that as much as I could have if there had been other circumstances. But anyway.
But they're using that set in 10 million different ways because it's the same damn wallpaper in every single set, no matter where they're at, that grassy wallpaper. It's like, come on. I mean, how stupid do you think we are that we don't notice that's also what Austin Carey's bedroom, and it's also Kate's office?
Yeah.
It's like, okay. All right,
but
let's return that wallpaper.
I'm so darn thrilled that Kate has an office. I don't give a crap if it looks like a tent. I'm just happy she's got one. You know? But
it is nice to have different sets. I will say that, even if we can tell, like, you know, what's what. You know, the lobby of the check-in area, foyer area of the spa is also the reception area for the hospital and stuff. You know, so, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm okay with that. But, yeah, you're right, the grassy thing on the back, that's true. But they are in our budget, so, you know, at least we're getting to see some people back to work, and they're in more interesting surroundings and more interesting circumstances than they were when they were all, like, going from the pub to the Cheating Heart to, you know, some Java Cafe all on the same day. And Caroline Brady, we haven't seen her in months. I hope she's okay. I hope Peggy McKay is okay.
She's actually going to do a fan event in Kentucky. That's the rumor.
Oh, good. Good.
Really?
Oh.
Yes.
She's been off screen since December, I think.
Yes. Actually, there's a ton of fan events. I put them on the blog this week. Christian Alfonso and Peter Reckel are having a joint one. I guess it's something. It's the first time they ever did it. And so that's on the blog. I think the day is June 1st, but there's no other details yet. Sean Christian is having a fan cruise, which sounds really cool, and also during the day's fan weekend. So that's on the blog, too. And plus there's also that karaoke night with Christy Clark, Patrick Muldoon, Galen Gehring, Eric Martsoff. There's five of them. I might be missing somebody. Sean Christian, I think, got added, too. No, he wasn't Sean. Anyway, I think there's five actors so far confirmed for that one. So far that's what we have. And there's a book tour. Looks like that's going to come up at the end of March, too. And I'll put that out probably tomorrow. And that's various actors. Sacramento, was it Salt Lake City, Toronto? Because I know a lot of people have been tweeting me about Toronto. So I'll put that up too. But all that stuff is active. So keep an eye on that. So a lot of stuff going on in June.
Cool. We're almost out of time, guys. All right. Any parting words, Nicole? Do you have anything?
No.
You know what? I actually have a question. Sure.
I want to know why, as EJ was wandering around Horton Town Square, nobody asked him what happened to his face.
That's a good question.
It obviously looks like somebody beat the hell out of him, but, like, he talked to Lexi that whole time. She didn't ask.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Well, it happened a couple times, though, with EJ. People might just be used to it.
Yeah, he gets slapped and smacked around all the time. They're probably just like, oh, wait, it's a different cheek this week. Like, I must have a left hook instead of a right hook. Oh, no, that's a good point. Good one. All right. Well, I think it's, I guess just a little bit. Anyway, so did anyone have any other last comments or anything? Thanks for the chat room, all of the activity in the chat room. You guys keep us rolling. And the callers. So it's great to hear from SJ. From Angela. Hello?
I think anything.
Think we got it all?
Yep.
All right. Well, we got good stuff coming up this week, so look forward to talking about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Hey.
Well, take
See you
care
later.
And have
Thanks,
a good
everyone.
Rest of the weekend. Thanks. And Nicole,
Bye,
we weren't too hard on you, were we?
Thanks, Nicole.
No, it was okay. Thanks for having me.
Glad you joined us. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.